I want to do three waters first, Elijah Poe. So your council, Ruapehu District Council, what was the over, you know, what was the overall whakaaro around embracing or not the Minister Nanaia Mahuta's three waters proposal?
Oh, no, we welcomed it with open arms, I tell you. No, absolutely not. I don't think any council did. No, I think everyone will agree that a change needs to occur with our water infrastructure across the motu. That, without a doubt, needs to occur. I don't think anyone's convinced, though, that this level of change is the right one to do right now. If you think about other things like resource management reforms that are happening at the moment, I really just think Labor are trying to reform everything they can, then they're going to reform the health system as well, all in one year. I think we're all just a bit jaded around what's actually happening. I don't think we can say we don't need it. I just think maybe in time it's the right thing to do. So we didn't agree to it. We were quite clear that we didn't agree to this type of transformation, I suppose. And our community indeed held us to account, wrote letters to the paper, wrote letters to us, and kind of, you know, overwhelmingly opposed what was happening. And we listened to them.
And you're saying that that is how it was for you down in Gisborne and Te Tairāwhiti, Meredith. But the other issue too, that some of the whānau Te Tairāwhiti, they talked about treaty settlements and the impact that Three Waters would have on that. I mean, even your MP, Mika Whaitiri, said that unfortunately the rohe that you're in cuts through about, you know, so many different tribal regions and even goes into Te Waipounamu as well. So that's a lot of iwi, and hapu and iwi, marae hapu iwi, to have to think about. And perhaps no thought has been given to them.
Well, I think, as Elijah has said, most councils who spent considerable time and effort considering all of what this reform is about, because water is liquid gold. It presents itself in a lot of frameworks, and particularly to mana whenua, our water is particularly our water in our region comes from one of our iwi, you know, as far as our drinking water goes. But I feel that this process really lacked integrity around understanding hapu and iwi's role with regards to water. We are always trying to talk to them about historical frameworks around how water was cared for, looked after, and throughout all the years of, I guess, in the colonised space of putting in pipes that leads to us flushing human waste into our awa, polluting our moana, and all of these factors. We, of course, are all hoping if this is going to be a wonderful reform that indeed sees a lot of very bad polluting forces that were put in place historically, if that's going to be the change agent, if it's going to actually get Waters Modi back to a sense of being proud of your waterways, being healthy, being, you know, fruitful with food as they were previous, you know, decades. So for us, I feel that the process was a little lacking in depth and courage to kind of really unpack what are you trying to actually achieve in this? Because when you're talking to water and spaces like Tairāwhiti, where we don't have water meters as yet, you know, residents are wondering, is this now the new infrastructure that will come into play? Will there be water meters per homes? Which will cause people to be a little bit more fiscal, I guess, with water use, especially urbanites. But the process lacked, really, they would say probably that they gave time and understanding to what the reform was about, but I just feel it lacked a lot more depth. It lacked consideration to a number of views from iwi, from hapu, who are working in these spaces, always have been.
Yeah.
So the government also told us it was a choice. And I think at the beginning of it, those of us who were considering, okay, it's option to say yes or no, but then there was a little bit of that, we'll see.
Yes.
This government can do this to us.
Can I just pick up on a point that Meredith made, Elijah, and it was lack of consultation. You see, the Whanganui River is its own personal. It has its own legislation. And I'm just wondering whether or not, and, you know, Minister Nanaia Mahuta was a part, an integral part of that whole legislation, even when she was in opposition. However, I'm just wondering, was there any consultation with the river to ask if it wanted to be part of Three Waters. I mean, if we are going to have these types of legislation, then obviously you have to maintain the integrity of what that legislation is. I'm not sure. I didn't see any hui being held.
Well, this is it. I mean, some people would say Three Waters and resource management are going to be the biggest reforms and the biggest pieces of legislation that our natural environment will ever see. But actually, the Te Awa Tupua Bill is much bigger and is much more vast than any resource management or Pākehā-centric system of managing fresh resources, natural resources, will ever go. Whether or not consultation was held with Te Pōtupua, who are the face of the Whanganui River, I'm not sure that occurred, considering the how quick the government wished to push through these reforms. I doubt any sort of decent consultations were ever held. I remember going to a hui in Palmerston North, which was for iwi from Wairoa all the way down to Eketahuna and back, and all the way over to Taranaki, come to Palmerston North, where the DIA people were consulting on the tribes within that catchment. Started at 9 o'clock, so Wairoa had to leave at 3 a.m. in the morning. None of the consultation that occurred or is continuing to occur has been meaningful, and I have told that to the minister myself and to the officials that they need to get their energy. It's 2021 and consultation has to be meaningful, and if it's not, I'm sorry, but iwi don't want a bar of it.
Well, can I just move on? I need to move on to the district health boards now, and particularly into Te Rāwhiti and, up north as well to your region, very, very lacking. So they've scrapped it, the government has, and you talked about the government wanting to be transformational and bringing in all sorts of, the new health authorities. So we've just had the announcement of the new CEOs to the Māori Health Authority, Rhianna Manuel from Hauraki, fantastic, and Matt Margie Upper from up here in Counties Manukau for New Zealand, for the Health New Zealand. Congratulations to them both. Are they going to make a squiddly difference? Not those two individuals, but are these two organisations, are they going to make any squiddly difference to Te Rāwhiti, given that they have been years in the making of under-resourced?
Yes.
Are they going to make any difference whatsoever? Can they break these shackles and in really quickly?
Well, I believe that obviously change, as Elijah, we all know that change needs to happen. It's a constant framework, but within bureaucratic cycles and systems, that change doesn't really make a difference, particularly to Māori health and Pacifica health in this nation. Because we know that that's been the lack, the under-resourced, the institutional racism, the ongoing plight that has been Māori and Pacifica people in the health system. So if this leadership is going to be bold and courageous, it's going to take things head on. It's not going to dance around the frameworks and the issues. It's actually going to listen to the people who are suffering the most under the weight of a very poorly resourced system that is supposedly health. We know that from a Māori perspective, health covers off a multitude of ways that how you are made to feel. And this current system has made Māori always feel like they fail. It's a failing system because it makes you feel like a failure in it. So if they want us to be champions for this cause moving forward, especially within Māori health, I believe the courage is about speaking, courageous conversations that unpack. And we don't keep doing what we've always been doing, but tweaking it. It's actually time for a brand new way of looking through.
I don't want to have any more courageous conversations, so Meredith. I don't want to have any more courageous conversations. We've had those courageous conversations. We just want action now, don't we, Elijah? The time for talking is over.
No, I think Rhianna's the perfect person to take on this role. She's the chief executive of a Whānau Water Partner. Whānau Water, led by the commissioning agency in the north, have been the only ones on the front line every single day in, day out, especially in Tāmaki Makaurau, leading out the vaccination rollout when the government failed to do it. And I'll be very clear that the government has failed to roll out a decent vaccination effort. Who's been picking up the pieces? It's the Whānau Water Partners across the Motu. And so having Rhianna there flying our flag, I think it's going to be fantastic. And the only way that we can make some real change in this place is when we put our own people in these big, high bureaucratic positions. It's not, ain't going to work if we're just going to have people who don't know what it's like on the ground. So I think her and the other Chief Executive for Health New Zealand are going to do a fantastic job, and congratulations to them both.
I think that's what you're saying, Claudette, is that they are going to actually be doers. They're actioning people. That's probably been the lack thereof in the previous system space. It's always been a bit about talk, talk, talk. Mm. And I hear you. And for those of us that are in the now space, we're saying that action actually has to show forth our meaningful kind of movement to change things. So it is exciting to have very staunch, strong supporters of actioning. And so I think that's going to be the change agent that we've been looking for.
Thank you very much, you too. We have really enjoyed speaking with you all year. You are fantastic advocates for our people and for your community, Māori, Pākehā, everyone in your community. Thank you very much. I was going to talk to you both about Māori seats, but Elijah, I have got Fiona Kahukura Chase coming up later on, and I have got Tony Boynton coming up. Oh, she's up in Whakatāne. So, you know, they're going to talk about Māori wards. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you both. You know, Merry, what do you do over Christmas, Elijah?
Oh, right now I'm just going to try and get a break, but I'm leading a vaccination rollout in Mairo here, so
yes, you are.
I'm going to be doing mahi throughout, as we do, right? We just do what's best for our wanna. But I am looking forward to the break, and I do celebrate Christmas, and my house is decked out with Christmas lights, so I'm sure people will enjoy walking past my house and celebrating that. So I'm having a wonderful Christmas, and I'm actually going down to the local Christmas appeal for the day, where I'll help serve some of our wānau in need a Christmas lunch, so that should be nice too.
Oh, how fabulous.
And what are you doing, Miss? Are you having lots of coda?
I love to read. Christmas is a time for me to just relax and enjoy my whānau. My daughter's finished studies, so she's come home, and we're just going to celebrate her she's just finished a double degree in Māori Resource Management. She works for Te Papa, so we're very proud of her.